This past June was the hottest June on record, marking 13 months in a row that have broken the heat record. That's according to the European Climate Service Copernicus, based on averages for the globe as a whole. People have felt the consequences of climate change in the recent heat, with a number of heat-related deaths reported across the country. Over the weekend, a motorcyclist in Death Valley died from heat exposure, and four more heat-related deaths were reported in Oregon. In response to the extreme weather, hundreds of protesters and climate activists took to the streets of New York Monday morning, protesting what they say is a lack of progress by corporations to transition away from fossil fuels and into more environmentally friendly energy sources.
Organized people beats organized money every single time. So stand up, continue to fight. No limits as usual. Stop the madness and all power to the people.
That's the Reverend Lennox Yearwood. He's speaking in front of the Citigroup headquarters in Manhattan, which operates Citibank. The protest was part of the Summer of Heat on Wall Street, a campaign organized by a coalition of around 100 organizations that are demanding Wall Street stop funding oil, coal, and gas. Summer of Heat said it targeted Citigroup Monday because the investment bank is the number one financial supporter of fossil fuel expansion. The demonstrators held a funeral procession honoring the victims of climate change before performing a die-in at City Plaza, complete with chalk outlines around people's bodies and gravestones commemorating some of what's been lost to climate change. Demonstrators blockaded the entrance of the Citigroup building and 46 people were arrested. All of them were cited and released within a matter of hours. Among the arrested was Sheldon Pollack, a former professor at Columbia University. He said it's going to take more than op-eds and petitions to make real progress on climate change.
These are all important and continue to be important engagements. But we're at a point in the climate crisis where we recognize that something more dramatic, intense, consequential, immediate, heartfelt has to be undertaken. We elders owe it to everything we love to put our bodies where our hearts and minds are. If this is a climate crisis, we need to act like it. And the first act in that repertory of actions is civil disobedience, and that's what we did today.
Summer of Heat activists say they're basing their campaign on a previously successful model. In May, multinational bank Barclays came out with a plan to cut emissions to zero, including emissions of the companies it finances. That came after a series of coordinated protests against the bank. Organizers noted Citigroup executives had to send memos to staff about Monday's action and said forcing the bank to talk about its complicity in fossil fuel emissions is a step in the right direction. Reverend Yearwood said that for now, activists will take the small victories as they continue to work toward more sweeping change.
For the police, I know you have to be here for us to get arrested to do the performative part, but hopefully one day you will arrest the real criminals inside Citibank.
The Summer of Heat has several actions planned each week through the end of August. For Pacifica Radio, I'm Ata Shaheen.